We've been talking all this week about climate change, and John Fogarty is joining us once again in the cafe just for the last few minutes of this program and of this series.
Good morning again, Mary Charlotte.
So we've covered a lot of ground this week, and all of this in advance of the petition in front of the Environmental Improvement Board on starting on Monday of next week, the 16th of August, to cap carbon emissions in New Mexico. I just wanted to give you the last word.
I just to say, wow, what an incredible week. The way that you went into depth about the problem that we face, the way that we need to solve this, I want to say thank you. And thanks to all your listeners out there for exploring this. On Monday, your listeners have an opportunity to get involved. People of Santa Fe, people around Santa Fe have an opportunity to do something about climate change. I think it's rare. It's such a global problem. It's rare where people can get involved and do something. We're encouraging people to come out to the hearings at the Environmental Improvement Board. They started Monday, 10 o'clock in the morning, at the Para Building near the Outlet Mall.
So it's not the regular Para Building. It's the so-called new Para Building.
Exactly, on Cerritos Road.
And down by the Outlet Malls. I've never been there.
Down by the Outlet Mall. There's a frontage road there. It's 33 Plaza La Prensa. And you can go to the website, newenergyeconomy.org, and learn more about the case, learn more about the hearings, and come out and support it.
John Fogarty is with New Energy Economy. Once again, newenergyeconomy.org. Thanks so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and then jazz.